Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, hey, Waffle Gang, I do hope you are well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some more r/AmadaButthole. And if you love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting that like, that subscribe, and maybe that notification bell too, as it really helps out. Now, today's first story comes from a throwaway account and does come with an update. They say, am I the arsehole for getting the guy fired for confronting me in the lobby where my dad works? This happened last Thursday, by the way. My dad is one of the executives at a media tech company. Before COVID, I, 16 male, was always there after school. It's a pretty big building. Some of the offices there are closed because people are working from home, so there's not many people hanging out in the lobby like before. My mum dropped me off there because my dad was in a meeting and we were going to go and eat lunch after. I'm there waiting in the lobby with my backpack and this guy across keeps looking at me. He's there with some other people. This lobby is big, so there's always others that are there on lunch break. Then he comes to me trying to be friendly at first, then asks if I work in the building. It's obvious I don't work there, so I don't know why he asked. Everyone else is in suits with their security pass sticking out. I told him I'm waiting for someone. He says only employees are allowed in the lobby because of COVID. It's obviously bullshit. They haven't made any rules like that. But he wouldn't leave me alone. The security guy that was at the front even told him so when he tried to ask him to escort me out. He looked annoyed by then and telling me that lots of homeless people have been coming in lying about that too, so to just leave already. Security at the desk told him I'm allowed to be there. It was a back and forth for almost like 10 minutes. I'm already pissed, so I just told him to fuck off already. When I told him who my dad was, he laughed like he didn't believe me. My dad texts me then that he's outside, so all I said was whatever. In the car, my dad saw that I was mad, and after I told him what had happened, he was asking me do I remember the guy's name, if he said which department he's from, or what he's wearing. I just told him what I remember. He ended up finding out who he was and called up his supervisor. They let the guy go. My dad says the guy should have known better than to lie or cause a scene like that in their building. He told me to drop it. I just didn't think they were gonna be that extreme with it. My dad was really mad about it. I keep thinking about it now, if I shouldn't have said anything at all. He was being a dick, yeah, and I was mad. Does it make me an asshole that I helped get him fired though? And many times in these situations, it's his own fault. This is his doing. He didn't need to poke his nose in where it wasn't wanted. I mean, even the security guard told him, you know, it's okay. And even he lied about rules about the whole COVID thing as well. And I'm making assumptions here, so, you know, it's not technically correct. But I always wonder when we cover these sort of situations, you know, is this the first time that they've done something like this, or are they always just an arsehole? But to me, this was the consequences of his own actions. And before we go to the update, we're going to move to the comments to see what they say. We're going to start off with the nudie booty who says, could you have acted differently? Sure. But you didn't get that guy fired. That guy got himself fired. And if he was fired for something like that, I suspect this may not have been the guy's first rodeo. That's if your dad didn't use his power to make sure the guy got fired and not just disciplined. And if that's the case, while it doesn't mean you did anything wrong, it does change the story quite a bit. Take it as a learning experience, but don't dwell. Not the arsehole. Ye Old Wild says, not the arsehole, but I'm not sure about your dad. You're onto something when you call it extreme. It is weird for me that a person in a position of power looks specifically for the person that wronged his child and fires him. Use every business excuse you want, but that just seems wrong to me. But maybe I'm wrong and this is just regular corporate BS. Rap2Right says, not the arsehole, you didn't get him fired, he got himself fired. He was abrasive, ignored the security guard's assurance that you were supposed to be there, lied about company policy and essentially called you a liar by laughing when you finally dropped your dad's name. I'm assuming you tried to avoid that because it totally feels like saying, don't you know who I am? It was not your call and it wasn't your fault. That he got canned instead of written up suggests that he may have already been on thin ice. Wakia Elizabeth Flora says, "No, you are not the asshole. The guy acted like he owned the building. You're definitely not in the wrong. If he treated you that way, I couldn't imagine how he treated his co-workers. That was cool of your dad to handle that. I'm glad you opened up to him. You gotta let him know that stuff. Don't feel like you have to shut your voice down for other people's problems. You did the right thing. I hope that doesn't happen to you again." And one more from Lord Potato says, "Not the asshole. The dude was harassing someone for no reason and faced consequences for his own actions. He had no business policing what was happening in the lobby, as security even told him all was fine and they are the ones whose job it is. Dude bullied you because you were a kid, and your dad rightfully decided the dude is a troublemaker not worth having. If the guy didn't do this to you, he would have picked on someone else." And now we're going to move on to that update to see what happens next. So after I last posted, I tried talking to my dad again. He didn't want to tell me any details before, but I admitted to him that I was feeling kinda bad about the guy and don't know if it was extreme to get him fired. My dad told me he's sorry for pushing it off. The reason is they obviously can't go into detail about an employee since that's their privacy. He told me though that they already had issues with him before and he's only been there a few months. When I told him about the guy, he had a feeling who it was and he just wanted confirmation from me before he reported it to the guy's supervisor from that department. The decision wasn't up to my dad, but he told me since he was fired, he already had a lot of strikes. I don't know what else the guy did. All I know was my dad was telling me it's not the first time this happened. Last time I was hanging out in the lobby a couple of weeks ago, waiting for my dad to finish for the day. The head security guy, not the one who was there the actual day, talked to me because we've known each other for years now. He told me he heard about what went down and he's sorry he wasn't there to say something. But he's glad they got him out because his words, he was fucking crazy. At least now I know it wasn't because of me saying something and who my dad is in the company that got him fired when it looks like he was making other problems already too. I'm glad one of the comments pushed to talk to my dad about it, so now I don't feel so bad about what happened. He was open about it, so that doesn't make me feel guilty anymore. And I don't. Thanks for all the support in the comments and pointing out that it probably wasn't the first time the guy causes problems. You guys turned out to be right. And it's horrible in these situations, isn't it? When someone's actions are causing you to feel guilty, and you know, sometimes we can't help this. So a little bit of communication with your father there really put your mind at ease, and that's a wonderful thing, I think. But what do you guys make of this situation? Have you ever had a similar co-worker who sounds like a bit of an asshole and a bit pushy in some ways? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below, and we'll move on to another story. And our next story comes from Maul4907677, who says, "Am I the asshole for flipping out on my husband for cancelling my job interview? Holy moly. New account because he deleted my main." Say what now? So this might sound petty, but let me explain. In 2019, I could no longer work because of my physical disabilities. No company wanted to hire me for the past couple of years, and my husband said that it's better that I just stay home and not worry about working. I agreed and he's become the breadwinner. Then it's like a switch that flipped because chores were 50-50, but after I lost my job they became 100% on me. Keep in mind my physical disabilities I developed. His excuse for not doing anything to help is that I stay home 24/7. I told him that's not fair, especially since I suffered from physical discomfort. He made a deal with me and promised that everything will be 50-50 once I start working again. I told him I would find a job and he laughed and said, "Good luck." I remember this vividly because of the strange laugh that I never heard him laugh before. I started looking for a job again for months but had no luck till my friend's husband found me a potential job at a company that would have me work from home due to physical strains. I was so excited and felt like I'm capable again despite the struggle. They scheduled an interview with me and when I told my husband, he looked red in the face but said nothing. 2 days ago, I found out that my job interview got cancelled. I found out when my friend reached out to ask why I did that, but I said that I had no idea. I checked my email and found nothing because I didn't send anything to the company. My husband came home and admitted cancelling the interview. I asked why, and he said that this job has lots of requirements and I didn't seem fit to be accepted there, so to spare me the heartache of being rejected, he just cancelled the interview. I flipped out on him and told him he destroyed my one and only chance at landing a job, but he said he was just feeling concerned about my well-being. I told him he probably didn't want me to work because he didn't want to split house chores, and he seemed offended by that. He threw a fit about how unreasonable and selfish I was to even consider a job without speaking to him first. I told him I don't get involved in his work life. He called me horrible for accusing him of bad intentions, then went out to meet his friends, probably to vent, because one of them told me that my husband is looking out for me, but I was being cruel to him by yelling. He has been cold shouldering me since then. Deleted my social media accounts, claiming that they're bad for my mental health because of the negative effect some of those platforms have. Am I the asshole for yelling at him? Holy shit. And you pretty much had me in the very first line with that you've created a new account because he deleted your main. That was the hugest red flag for me straight away. Then went on to cancel your interview again. Crazy level stuff. And then at the very end as well, he's deleted your social media accounts claiming they're bad for your mental health. He's isolating OP in this situation. But oh look, as Shiny says, not the arsehole, and quotes, new account because he deleted my main. And then says, I just had to read this one line and knew this was not going to be you in the wrong. This man has extreme control issues. Run. He should be lifting you up and encouraging your growth and happiness, not beating you down when you try to do something that makes you happy. Hope you realize you deserve so much better. Skullbearer says, get out, get out, get out. Call your friend, your parents, your dog sitter, whoever can take you, and leave right now. Get a divorce the moment you are out and never go near him again. This is 12 different kinds of abusive and could escalate very easily. He wants you helpless and dependent on him so he can abuse you, and it's only going to get worse. Run now. Not the arsehole, but that hardly matters. Fraggletar says, not the arsehole. Dear OP, please get out of this relationship now. Your husband is showing you exactly who he is. An abuser. First he cut you off from your family and friends by deleting your socials. Then he cancelled a job interview that would have given you some financial security. What exactly are you getting out of this relationship? Time for you to get in touch quietly with your family and make a plan to get out of there before he starts escalating. And there is just post after post of telling OP to get out of there in various ways they can. Lots of posts as well saying get in touch with me and they'll be able to help restore some of those accounts if possible. And lots of love and support to OP. Now, you know, this is much bigger than am I the arsehole in this situation, and you can clearly see that. But one thing I found incredibly sad about this story is the title itself, you know, it's asking, am I the arsehole for flipping out on my husband for cancelling my job interview? That someone has to go through that sort of mindset, that kind of thinking, that they may be the arsehole for flipping out after their husband has done something like that and previously deleting their socials and all this kind of stuff, that they're questioning themselves over this. But it always makes me incredibly sad thinking that someone's thinking that way about themselves when they're going through something like this. But what do you make of this situation? Would you have any further suggestions to OP? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below, and we'll move on to another story.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
And our next story comes from a throwaway account titled, Am I the Arsehole for Telling People Exactly Why My Girlfriend Wasn't at My Brother's Wedding? I don't care if my family recognises this, but using a throwaway because I don't want them following back to my regular account. So first off, I'm a girl, and so is my girlfriend of 4 years. Obviously. We're both in our mid-late 20s, shared finances, lived together, planning to marry and buy a house, etc. This is relevant later. When my brother sent out wedding invites, only my name was on it. I asked Dan and he said that because of COVID, they were restricting numbers and no one is getting a plus one. Fair enough, no problem. Anyway, I get there on Saturday and everyone has a plus one. Even my cousin, who's only been casually seeing this guy for a couple of weeks. It's obvious why. This isn't the first time girlfriend's been treated differently, but it's the first time it's been blatant beyond plausible deniability. I'm furious, but I grit my teeth, smile, and get through the ceremony. At the reception, my family immediately notices girlfriend is missing and asks about her. I was going to say she was sick, but then I decided, you know what? Fuck it. I just said she wasn't invited. Gee, I wonder why. I wasn't shouting, but it was pretty clear I was bitter. Shortly after that, my brother and his new wife come storming over. She's sobbing and he whispers shouting threats at me, so I left. Now, my immediate family isn't talking to me, except to yell at me, and the rest of my family isn't talking to them except to yell at them. My mum insists it was a mix-up or misunderstanding with the invites. My dad wants me to apologise because, even though it was wrong to exclude her, it was their day, and I shouldn't have made it about me by causing drama. Dan and Maddie are being shunned by half the extended family, and the other half are split between being on their side or staying neutral. My mum thinks if I apologise and tell everyone it was a misunderstanding, I can smooth it over. But I kinda don't wanna. Am I the arsehole? Nope, you told the absolute truth in this situation. She wasn't invited. It wasn't a misunderstanding, let's face it. And it's pretty much as simple as that to me, but washer fluid on low says not the arsehole. It's not reasonable that your family expected you to lie about your girlfriend's absence. Fuck them. I think you're a mature person not to walk out the second you saw your cousin's plus one. You were way more tolerant than I would have been. To which Rainbow Narwhale replies to that saying, oh, I would have absolutely walked out as soon as I realized I'd been lied to, with maybe a pit stop or two to make sure everyone knew exactly what was going on. But I'm petty like that. Because it's not just about excluding the girlfriend. They clearly knew that if they just said that they didn't want her there, that OP would get upset and probably not come. So they had to lie about it to essentially get OP there against her will. I would be livid. And one more from Let's Try This Again 30, who says not the arsehole and quotes, my mum insists it was a mix-up or misunderstanding with the invites. Then goes on to say, then why is she saying that instead of your brother and his wife? Where exactly is she getting the information that everyone else got a plus one and somehow his own sister slipped through the cracks was an honest mistake or misunderstanding? How does she explain that he actually said no one was getting a plus one but everyone did? I would ask her that, and also if she thinks nothing wrong happened here. The same for everyone trying to brush things under the rug. Make them say it out loud and make it clear that you aren't going to accept dodgy answers. It's why Dan and Maddie are getting shunned. It's obvious to them what happened. OP replies saying, anytime I talk to my mother, I get a word vomit salad back. It's impossible to follow a thought to its logical conclusion when she's raining down a storm of guilt, contradictory excuses, and irrelevant points from years ago. Like, I'm not trying to reason with her because I know that won't work. I guess I'm just hoping that, on an emotional level, she'd at least care that I was hurt. But what do you make of this situation? What would you have any further suggestions to OP? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below, and we'll move on to another story. And our next story comes from You Are My Problem, who says, am I the arsehole for asking my husband to choose between his daughters? I hope this post won't look messy. I'm so riled up that help me God. Me, female 50, and my husband, male 51, were married for 21 years. He divorced his pregnant wife to get with me, but he saw his daughter, Kristen, whenever he wanted. Later, I gave birth to our daughter, Sasha, but my husband was cheating on me, and we took a break. I forbade him to see our daughter. He missed her early years, and now I think it changed everything. He doesn't treat Kristen, 21, and Sasha, 18, the same. Kristen is his number one thing. He comes running if she calls him, and he can just drop everything if she asks. He pays for Sasha's education, but she just isn't his priority. He always talks about Kristen. It's always about her. Sasha feels it, and it hurts her. I'm sure Kristen hates me for breaking her mum and my husband up. She always does things to rile me up. She calls my husband 5 times a day to chat, even late at night when she knows he's with me. She makes him spend a week in a month with her just chilling in his apartment. He never spends as much time with Sasha, and we live together. It's a victory if I manage to get us to watch a movie together. Recently, I learned that my husband left everything to Kristen in his will. She gets an apartment, his World War II collection, when Sasha gets just one room in an old hostel building. Now there is a cat. Kristen already has 3. There is no place for more, so she dragged one into my husband's flat. She's claiming someone threw him away and she just wanted to give him a home. That's bullshit. She's doing everything to keep my husband chained to his second flat, away from his daughter and me. He now has to stay there to feed it. Kristen does it when he's not there, but now he has a reason to spend more time in his flat, and he keeps doing it. Kristen knew it would be like this. She did this on purpose, I'm sure. I asked my husband to give the cat away or we'd have a problem. He said he'd think, but he went and consulted Kristen. From what I got, she accused him of betraying that cat and stopped talking to him. My husband spent all night writing her apologies and told me he'd never get rid of the cat. He didn't even want it. Kristen brought it. It's just one more thing that keeps him away from his family. I finally had enough and I told him to pick between Kristen and Sasha. He can't have two relationships at once, and if he cares about Sasha, he has to prove it and pick her at least this once. It was weeks ago. He refuses to give me his answer, and I keep feeling like I'm an arsehole, but then I get angry again. I know he loves Kristen, but maybe the threat to not seeing Sasha will make him realize he has another daughter who needs his attention. So, am I the arsehole for wanting my husband to focus on our daughter for a change instead of constantly running around his first daughter? And I can already feel the heat from the comments rising up, so we're going to start with Teepshow76, who quotes, "So am I the arsehole for wanting my husband to focus on our daughter for a change instead of constantly running around his first daughter?" And then goes on to say, "So, you engaged in parental alienation because you were jealous, and Dad and Sasha didn't bond because of you, and now you're upset because they are not bonded. You are the arsehole." Happy Banana says, "You're the arsehole. I was close to everyone sucks here, but you got married with a man while his wife was pregnant and expected him to be a peach. You banned him from seeing Sasha and are surprised he has a stronger bond with Kristen." And quotes, "I finally had enough and told him to pick between Kristen and Sasha. He can't have two relationships at once, and if he cares about Sasha, he has to prove it and pick her at least this once." And then says, "This is just so ridiculous. Honestly, I can't even. You need a really, really, really good therapist, not Reddit." Dazed Catwoman says, "Well, this is going to be fun. You're the arsehole just for parental alienation alone. But this post is so full of eye roll. You engage in an affair with a married man expecting a child, were all surprised when he cheated on you. As if it were a secret he was a cheater. Alienated his child and preventing a bond. Then are all upset that this stellar man isn't the father you want him to be. At what point do you accept accountability for this shit show?" And one more from Primary Criticism 929, who says, "Everyone sucks here. Him for cheating, you for the parental alienation and the cheating."
Hey folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
By the way, hubby is still cheating. His daughter is just his alibi. And the new girlfriend probably just moved into the apartment. Whoa. And I was exhausted reading that post, man. What's going on in their lives? Imagine actually having to live that. Holy moly. Now, what do you guys make of this situation? Is there anything you could suggest that maybe helped that situation? I ain't got no thoughts on that one. Let me know your thoughts in the comments below. And just a huge thank you for spending 20 to 30 minutes with me today, getting involved in the channel. As always, you're absolutely incredible. Thank you so much. And hopefully I will see you in the next one. Take care, guys. Much love. Wake up, get up, stretch my legs, eat some breakfast, milk and eggs, brush my teeth up, wash my face, throw my clothes on, start my day. Wake up, I can smell the smoke from the bacon. Let's go, see the sun shining from the windows. Okay, I know that today.